This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. Weeks after Hurricane Superstorm Sandy ravaged a large part of the Caribbean and the east coast of the United States, the disaster response efforts continue. Pastor Derek LeCakes is the coordinator for the Atlantic District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Disaster Response Ministry. He reports that there are still residents of the northeastern U.S. that are experiencing the disaster in what could be termed a shocking way.
Part of the problem is in the Rockaways, there are a number of projects, and these are city projects where they put people that did not have homes elsewhere, and that's being kind. But what the city did was they built these high-rises, some that are 20 stories or 30 stories, and they placed families in there, and so you're talking thousands of people. Well, one of these projects I just found out is without gas and will be without gas at least through February.
Pastor LeCakes notes that would be fine in some places, but not where this is occurring to residents at this time of year.
People are without, some without electric, some without gas, but that's the major source for like heat during the winter. And unlike somewhere like Phoenix, Arizona, New York City gets rather cold starting now and going through the next 4 or 5 months.
Yet there has been opportunities to spread the good news of Jesus Christ as Lutheran churches and other ministries took to helping the public.
One of the neat things that happened was we had a group go down from Saratoga, and in partnership with three of the churches in Brooklyn, they fed, I think they brought 1,000 hamburgers. One of the churches in Brooklyn brought like 500 hot dogs, and they just fed literally 1,500 people by cooking for them right there in the Rockaways and delivering those meals to high-rises and to homes and people that hadn't really had hot meals in quite a while.
While the efforts continue on the ground through the volunteer efforts, Derek LeCakes says there is still a need for donations to continue the goodwill being spread by LCMS Disaster Response.
Probably the best way would be to go to the Atlantic District website, ad-lcms.org, and there's a Donate Now button that they can do. And those funds that we raise are being used directly to get into the hands of people. I know the LCMS, through their website, they're also making collections.
The toll-free number to make donations to LCMS Disaster Response is 888-930-4438. Meanwhile, Pastor LeCakes reports that disaster response teams are seeing a wide variety of actions in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy.
It's really across that whole broad spectrum of dealing with people where they are, some that still don't have power or gas, to some that are gutting their homes, to some that are just starting to rebuild, and some that are finally getting in and being able to return back to some normalcy.
If you would like to help, the Disaster Response Ministry says you could consider holding a garage sale, bake sale, or other fundraiser and donate the proceeds to allow the needs to be met. However, there are now even more reasons to donate to disaster response efforts. The Philippines are now dealing with the effects of Typhoon Bopa. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.